A dead man raised to life. More than 20 miles from Capernaum lay the village of Nain, and thither Jesus next bent his steps. All along the way the people came, bringing their sick for healing, and ever hoping that he would make himself known as the King of Israel. A glad, expectant company followed him up the rocky path toward the gate of the mountain village. As they drew near, a funeral train was seen proceeding to the place of burial. On an open bier in front was the body of the dead. Filling the air with their wailing cries, the mourners gathered to show sympathy for the bereaved. The deceased was the only son of his mother, and she a widow. The lonely mourner was following to the grave her sole earthly support and comfort. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. As she moved on blindly, weeping, he came close beside her and gently said, "Weep not." He came and touched the bier. To Jesus, contact with death could impart no defilement. The bearers stood still, and the mourners gathered, hoping against hope. One was present who had vanquished demons. Was death also subject to his power? In clear, authoritative voice the words were spoken, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." That voice pierced the ears of the dead. The young man opened his eyes. Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and mother and son united in a long, joyous embrace. The multitude looked on in silence, as if in the very presence of God. Then they glorified God, saying, "That a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people." The funeral train returned to Nain as a triumphal procession. He who stood beside the sorrowing mother at Nain is touched with sympathy for our grief. His word is no less efficacious now than when spoken to the young man of Nain. See. To all who believe on him, he is still a living Savior. The mother's son was called forth to this earthly life, to endure its sorrows and to pass again under the power of death. But Jesus comforts our sorrow for the dead with a message of infinite hope, "I am he that liveth, and was dead, and, behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death." Satan cannot hold in spiritual death one soul who in faith receives Christ's word of power. "Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead." The word of God which bade the first man live, still gives life. Christ's word, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise," gave life to the youth of Nain. So that word, "arise from the dead," is life to the soul that receives it. And if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. See. This is the word wherewith he bids us comfort one another.